You know, there's something I don't agree with you on. And I heard you actually...
You don't say.
Yeah, yeah. This is pretty common, but...
Wait, let me ask you a question. Does it have anything to do with a wide-body kit or an RWB kit?
No. I won't start that drama up. That was already... I already had that conversation.
Did anybody catch in that whole thing what the whole point was?
No, I got it.
That I didn't think the dude had skills. Like... Get it. He's good.
I've seen him in person do the work, and it's cool, man.
Yes, it's definitely cool. But here's the thing. I'm just saying. My point of this whole thing was my opinion.
Listen, I get it.
My opinion on this thing.
I get it.
When edited out of context, of course, is that, you know, it's one thing if you had, you know, if I found a Porsche for 15, 20 grand. You know what I mean?
Good luck finding that these days.
That's my point, though. But I will say that I've known plenty of people. My friend Chris has a 997. It's 2005 997. Manual convert, right?
Uh-huh.
Downsized the convertible. Yeah. I'm not a big convertible guy.
Yeah.
But he picked it up for $7,500 because it's one of the ones that has
Hold on a second.
Only a year ago. Okay. He picked it up for $7,500, and that's because of the fact that the engine already was one of those bore scored engines, right? So he's gonna case swap it.
Okay.
All right. But to me, that's the perfect example. He's gonna take that car, he's gonna case swap it, especially with Nick from Tune by Nick, you know how we've done that whole thing. Everything's gonna work. It's gonna be a fantastic car. It's not going to be a purist car.
No, nowhere near it.
If you had something like that you did and you RWB kit the thing, I think you can make a sick driver, and I would love to be able, if I had the money to spend that kind of money, to fly him in, to do the whole thing and put that kid in the car, I would be super thrilled to have that as a car in my collection. Am I right?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just saying that when you go buy $100,000, when you spend $100,000 on a used turbo that's in meticulous shape, and then you start cutting it apart, I just can't see it.
I think it's a piss and match when it comes down to that. I have a mint car and I want to chop it up.
That's my only point. That was my only point. So I don't know, everybody's getting so upset for it. Don't get all hurt. Like, it's not. It's not like I don't respect the dude as a talent or skill, but like,
he's about to build another one on Long Island probably within the next year.
Well, listen, I mean, I think it's dope, and I like the fact that there's dude.
They are like, starting to get a little bit more popping up everywhere now.
So. Listen, I think it's great, and it's great for our industry, and it's great for people that want to do it. And here's the thing, like, you know, I saw even Scotto jumped into the comments on this. Like, Brian had one of the original ones. It was a really cool car. It still is a really cool car. I'm not knocking anything about it. I'm just saying that for me, I couldn't do it.
I think I can do it. But
what else don't you agree with me on that?
I was just going to say, but bringing it, I'm not talking about the RWBs at the moment. You threw me off. I heard you saying the other day in the office that you go with tire size before you're thinking on wheel size.
Are you talking about in picking a wheel?
And picking a wheel and picking wheel specs. You go tire size first. Or am I saying that incorrectly?
No, I don't. I remember the conversation we were talking about. I think the conversation we were having is based off of, like, you know, some people pick a wheel size first and then try to fit the car to the wheel. And I know, like, Greg Bucel, you know, the guy's down for Coral Works, like, he's very vocal about this. He picks his wheels. Doesn't matter what size. He makes them work.
Got to make them work.
And fits whatever tire you can to make them work.
That's how I am.
I understand. And that's not how I am. Because I don't think it's... Because the nature of... Listen, there's a difference between people like you and I, right?
Yeah.
I err on extreme functionalism.
Yes.
And I doesn't necessarily mean it's conservative.
And I like to make things impractical.
I mean, look, those are your words. those are your words.
I love it.
But like, here's the thing. Like, would you say that my 350Z is conservative?
No, it's actually perfect fitment. I love the fitment on that on your 350.
But so I guess what I'm saying is that's me getting all the wheel and tire onto the car with a completely functional tire, with as much tire as I possibly can go on. You know what I mean? And I still have my quarters are slightly rolled. Like, it's not like...
No, mine are butchered, but that's...
I understand, but my car's not butchered. But like, well, I guess what I'm saying is like, you know, these are things like I don't know. There are different points of view. So yes, when I set up to pick a wheel and tire fitment, I want the most amount of tire I can have, or I want the look of the right tire. And what I mean by that is when you go ahead and you start to set up for things like, I like a tire that's not going to be squared up. I like a tire that has a little bit of bulbous bulge to it.
Oh, you like the bubble.
I like a little bubble.
You like a little bubble. Yeah, the fitment on your car, I like how it is, but it would never work on my car.
Well, because what you're trying to do
is put the biggest wheel on possible.
And you also want to be able to lay the car down on top
ground.
Of wheels.
Yeah, on the ground.
And you want to run super low.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You want all the people to look at you and say, "Ooh, here comes Doubt." And you only do it for attention. And,
stop it!
And that's what you do. So the difference is that I'm a functional guy with real performance behind my inspiration.
I got some performance. My intercooler's not leaking anymore. My radiator's not leaking anymore. I mean,
yeah, you're on a good spell now.
Listen, it's on a roll right now. Right. It's driving pretty minty.
Right,
as I leave here today, I will be calling you.
but yeah. So I tend to figure out what tire size I want to run. What's the most tire I can get into a car, and then I try to find a wheel, from a specification standpoint, to basically work to make all that come together.
Okay,
right?
But when you come down to getting into like the width on that tire, you kind of need to know slightly where you're going on specs wise.
Well, but I think I.
Like, at least on width-wise, like, how wide of a tire, like, can I fit on this? You know, I feel like there's... You do need to kind of know the specs beforehand, though, no?
No, I see what you mean, but I guess what I mean is, like, for me, like on my 350Z, I run a 305 in the rear,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of people have wide wheels on that car, and they'll run 285s, 275s, and that's good for them. Mm-hmm. They'll run 245s, 255s in the front.
Yeah.
Like, I run 275s in the front.
Yeah,
right?
The fitment on yours is beautiful.
So,
this is perfect.
I'm not saying that I'm doing anything that's super over, like, incredible either. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just saying, like, for me, it was important to get the 275 on the front and get the 305 in the rear. And I knew that that was going to require finding the right wheel fitment to be able to cover that niche, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's plenty of people that
like
will
me.
Run an 18 by 11. That will run an 18 by 12.
I've seen the 12
on the rear. And when they do that, because they don't fit.
We make it fit.
I understand, but they don't fit. What will end up happening is they will put a 275 or 265 on something like that, stretch it, because
mm-hmm,
then the tire way. Doesn't rub, so it gives you extra room to be able to run that wide of a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it. Not because I don't understand the point. But because why would I want to run a wider wheel if I can't have more tire?
I mean, I get what you mean by that, but I don't know. For me, I like to put the most aggressive wheel on there as possible.
I understand.
You know, and when you do that, you do kind of have to stretch your tires.
So right.
I get it. It's at the point, like, for you, that means, you know, nothing. And don't get me wrong, there's a certain limit to the stretch there. Again, I saw some silly, silly stretch this past weekend. There's limits to it, but I don't know. I'm always about just tossing on the biggest wheel I could find or think I could fit and then figuring out the tire size from there.
No, it's not that I don't understand. But, like, right, you'll go ahead and you'll throw a 9.5-inch wide wheel on your car. Mm-hmm. And then you'll say, okay, but now to get the 9.5 to fit without rubbing so I can drive the car.
I'll drive as low as I drive.
I understand. You'll say, okay, but I'm only going to be able to put it on this 225.
Yeah, sounds about right. I've done 215s on a 9.5 before.
I mean,
Getting silly.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, but again, that's,
I love that's just crazy.
Yeah, but well, I mean, but again, those are two different points of view.
Yeah,
right.
It's I understand for your purposes, you want it for your performance aspect. For me, I like my little stancy.
Right,
stancy boy stuff.
Look, I just feel I'm not saying there's different types of car people. I'm just telling you that when I set up a wheel and tire package for my cars, like, I want them to look aggressive, but I want them to be like completely functional. So my line in the sand stops where I cannot massage that wheel and tire package on anymore. Right? That's where I stop.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems where you get going.
Yeah, that's normally where I'm starting. Or I'd like, I, at least what I used to do. Nowadays, I'm a little bit more conservative on the fitment because, you know, I don't like getting made fun of when I roll into the office with my car.
No. It's hard because that was like one of the highlights of my day.
Like instantly, like the 19 by 9s, like it's an aggressive fit on there, but I've done more aggressive on that.
With the I understand.
It's a 235. I still have a little bit of a stretch on there.
Well, and I won't mention what was on there when you first started working for us, but when you did... I remember that when you lowered your car out, the body of the car laid on top of the wheel.
Right on top of the lip.
Like on it, but it was right inbound. Like yeah, it was, those were the lip was just protruded out.
Perfect amount.
But right, so you were basically laying down on the bead seat of the wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was and I look at that and I say,
That was a 9.5 32 offset front. No, that was a 9 sorry. I was an 18 by 9 with a 32 offset front and an 18 by 10 with a 35 in the rear.
Right.
And I had about negative 4 degrees camber.
And it's hard because for me, from a functional standpoint, I look at that and I say, man, that's like
it's silly.
30 millimeters of tire that I can put on.
Yeah.
Because you got 15 millimeters of tire on each side.
I had a 225 on that 10 in the rear.
But so, like, what's the point of running the 10 besides the fact you get a bigger lip? Or
I get to sit on the lip.
Yeah.
It's just the fitment-wise.
Right. And Stancy so, boy and, stuff. And so there is the difference between you and I.
I mean, yeah. It depends on the certain build. For mine, I wanted to go the Stancy boy fitment.
I understand.
And that's just, why my fenders look the way they do.
Right. So for me, who wants to be a functional, I will always start with the idea of what size tire do I think I can fit in on the car? And then I will find the right wheel offset combination
that will go with that.
That will make it so I can do that.
Okay.
Right?
That is.
And you choose to pick the wheel and say, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I've done that a few times now.
Has that ever gotten you in trouble, though?
No.
Have you been one of the guys that has done that whole thing, rubber banded the tire, and then had nothing but tire debeating issues?
I've only had tire debeating once on me, and that was for the 9.5 in the front with a 215. That was a 215. And then after that, that was when my 215 days were done. I debeated on the front of that, and then it's been 225s ever since.
So I will tell you that I think... If I had to pick between two, if I had to pick between two different types of fitments, all right. So there's, and I don't even know. You got to help me out now. Okay. What you call this? Okay. You know when we're talking about like the VIP look where they have the wheel cambered all the way in, and they're riding on just like maybe like half of the tire.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think that if I had to pick between the two pieces, the way you do it, where you have a stretch tire, but at least it's kind of most of the whatever you have is kind of on the ground versus somebody that kind of does a little bit of a stretch, but like just, you know, cambers the crap out of it.
I don't agree with it either.
Good.
Though.
So then I would take your way all day long.
All day long over that one.
100%.
At least I still have some functionality.
Functionality. Yeah. I saw an 05 Civic the other day, and this thing had... when I say to you, couldn't have been more than a half of the tire touching the ground. Mm-hmm. The other half was just hanging out there in the wind. But like, it, not only did it look ridiculous, you should have seen the way he was trying to like, you could just tell the car drove like crap.
Oh, most likely, 100%.
Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a fad that is...
I know, but like, I mean, when you... I know I'm about to get myself in trouble here, right?
Yeah, we're all good. Like, it's all right.
Would you ever get to a point where you would sacrifice the ride and the handling of the car so much for the look of it?
Personally, me, no. I have my limits. You know, I have my limits.
Because all I think about is, man, how could it be fun having a car that drives like crap?
No, it's not fun. It's just you see the smile and you know everybody just bouncing around in
the car. But like, is the smile worth crap? It drives like crap.
I mean, listen, everybody has different things that make them happy.
It rains and it looks like the Scooby-Doo mobile. It's
don't get me started.
I don't know.
What do we got? We got something with some camber over there, Max?
I don't know. That's
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, all
right. We got a lot of different fitments in that one little shot right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. That's all right. So that's the difference between you and I. Yeah.
Yeah, but at least you can agree. I don't go too crazy with it.
I think that you have matured. I think your wheel fitment has gotten better. Did I just make it happen? I went down. Look. Oh wow, it's working for me.
I don't get it. Didn't work for me.
That's doubts, and here's mine. That's fun. Anyhow, bottom line is, those are the two differences. So there's the difference between you and I. Let's ask the people at home to reflect on what they feel. What is your choice? How do you feel? Do you like the functionality? You want to make sure that you could fit all the wheel and tire onto the car, but you want to keep it functional? Do you agree with me? Give me a thumbs up. But if for some reason, I think you have to turn it like this. No, it doesn't work. Oh, there we go. If
it doesn't work for me.
Or are you more like doubt? Do you start with a wheel? Do you find the perfect wheel and then try to just to fit it on your car?
Make it fit, make
regardless
it work,
of what the consequences for ride quality, handling, or safety could be.
Yeah.
Or do you do something like me that's responsible and cool?
Hey, listen, I do admit the fitment on your car is very nice, but you know, right. You gotta give me some credit.
I understand. I'll
least,
give
you
something.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, not publicly and on camera, but I'll
yeah, yeah. Once again, once we're done recording, that's when I'll get it.
Anyhow, let us know what you think. Let us know what your comments are. Which way do you set up your wheel and tire packages? That's pretty much it. We'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.